Talk to your baby. Your new baby is precious. You've got a miracle child in your arms and in your family. It's taken millions of years of beings who've gone before us to hone human intelligence to the very keen point at which your baby is right now. Many generations of people who've gone before us have learned the world and have helped us develop language and have built our body of knowledge. But most miraculously of all these generations have helped to build this very fine tuning that your baby has, so that your baby tunes into you absolutely entirely and understands everything about how you are on the inside at every moment, and is communicating as much as he can about how he is on the inside at every moment. Your baby's brain isn't fully developed yet, and it won't really be fully developed until he's 22 or 23. He's going to be learning at a great rate for all of his life, if his early learning experiences are good ones. And he's having learning experiences every day. Probably every day to a baby has as many new experiences in it as the ordinary adult has packed into 3 weeks. Your baby's mind is all set to learn from everything that happens. He'll learn from every little bout of hiccups he has. He'll learn from seeing the sun shine in through your windows. He'll learn from being carried close to you while you shop. He's going to learn from how you smell, from the feel of the clothes you dress him with, from the songs you sing to him. But his new experiences really need to come in small, gently delivered packets, because so much is new to him. And it helps him a lot to have a guide as he's learning things. Someone who will pay attention, someone who will watch his face for signs that he's uncomfortable with all that he's seeing or hearing, or with being a little too far away from his mommy or his daddy. One really important way that you can help smooth the way for your baby's early learning is to talk to him. Research has found that babies whose parents talk with them as a matter of course every day have a much easier time doing the kind of learning that takes place in school. Their minds are used to hearing about the world from adults. They've heard lots of words because you've used lots of words with them from early in their lives. But more importantly, they've come to depend on you to be their guide in the world. They've come to listen to what you say to help them frame what's going on. And the words and the sentences you speak and the sense of trust that sets up between you and your child because you're helping him understand things forms a kind of a library of experience and of trusting adults that helps him both learn language and learn to read and do math, but also helps him trust people in his life and do well with others. So you can build your baby's intelligence by simply talking to him. I'm going to talk about 3 different things around this idea of talking to a baby. First of all, about baby talk, about listening to what your baby says back to you, although your baby's not using words, and about talking real talk to a baby. All 3 of these ideas are important parts of helping to build your baby's intelligence, helping your baby to trust you. So babies love it when grown-ups talk baby talk. We make our voices go high, and we don't say very many words, but we say lots of sounds, and we look delighted when we baby talk. And I think our look of delight is what babies really drink in. And it alerts them, it gets them excited about being with us when we do baby talk with them. So the baby talk that you do is very, very good. It's like, "Oh, there you are, little sweetie. Ooh, coo, 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 coo. Here I am. I love to see you. Oh, I see a foot. There's a little footsie. Ma, 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 ma," as you nuzzle into your baby's foot. As we play gently with them, this kind of play and the little noises that we make are just wonderful for your baby, and they're fun for you, too. You're not using many real words, but you're showing your baby that you love her or him. You're showing him that you care, and you're showing him what it's like to go back and forth with you talking a little bit and then being quiet so that he gets to, quote, say something to you or show something to you. Your baby needs that time to show you that how he's feeling inside, to show you his excitement or to show you whatever it is that he feels. And this brings us to the second point, which is that you want to not only baby talk to your baby when you feel like it, but you want to read your baby's communication back to you. Because it's not just about talking, it's also about listening and setting up communication and building a baby's intelligence. If sometimes you're trying to baby talk with your baby and trying to set up a little game and he doesn't look cheerful, he gives you a face that tells you that something else is going on with him, take that face that your baby's making seriously. Many adults laugh in surprise at the very expressive faces that babies make. Adults assume that the baby doesn't mind being laughed at, and sometimes the baby's face just surprises a big laugh out of you because babies are so frank about what they're showing us about how they feel. But your baby is actually very sensitive to your responses. So it's important, even though your baby is being really cute and surprising, it's important for you to read your baby's face and to take what your baby is showing you seriously. Her expressions are not really entertainment for you. Your baby's trying her hardest to let you know how she is. If she looks uncomfortable and her face shows it, then she's telling you that she is uncomfortable. If she looks frightened, your baby's telling you that she is frightened. If your baby looks worried, she's telling you that she is worried. If she looks pained, she's telling you either that she is pained right now or that she's remembering a time when she felt pain, and it's an unpleasant memory. So when your baby's showing you something other than delight and interest, stop using your baby talk voice and settle in with your baby. Take her seriously. Ask her what's happening. Just as you would if your best friend dropped something heavy on his toe and was looking at you with this tremendous expression of pain. It's like you wouldn't laugh and you wouldn't check his cheek and go, "Oh, you're so cute." You would go, "Oh my gosh, that must have felt bad." And your baby doesn't have words, but your baby's showing you what's going on. So it's just like that. You want to take him seriously and settle in with him. If he starts to cry, and he's recently been fed and changed, so you know that that's not the cause of his discomfort, then listen. Let him tell you that something feels hard. He's going to benefit from getting feelings off of his chest, and you can guide him through that rough patch. You just tell him softly that you're listening and you want to know how he feels. And mostly just let him cry until he feels better. He's going to treasure you for being calm, for being reassuring, and for not joining in to frantic upset just because he's crying. This brings us to the third point, which is that although baby talk is fun and brings us lots of moments of sweetness between our babies and ourselves, it's not the only kind of talk your baby thrives on. Here are some of the samples of the kinds of things you might want to tell your baby in order to help him understand what's going on around him. You want to use regular language with your baby to be his guide in the world, to tell him what's going on, to prepare him for the next thing that's going to happen. So you would say something like, "Okay, sweetie, I'm going to put you on the bed now. I'm going to fold the clothes and you can be right there." Or, "Oh, did you hear that door shut? Yeah, I see you heard that. That's your grandma coming to visit you. She's coming in right now. She's going to be so glad to see you." Or, "Hey there, you woke up. Did you have a good sleep? Are you wet now? Are you ready for me to change you? Okay, here we go." Or, "All right, I'm going to put you in the bath now. You're going to feel that nice, warm water. There, how's that? How does that feel? Here's some water on your tummy. Here's some water on your arms. Ooh, now there's going to be water on your neck." Or, "Okay, it's time to dry you off now. I'm moving you onto the towel. Ooh, I'm going to wrap you up like a little burrito. You smell so sweet." This kind of talk about what's happening, questions like, "Did you see that? Did you like that?" And comments like, "I see you heard the door. And, oh, I don't think you like that siren going by. help a baby feel confident. They help a baby feel like they will be able to handle the new and interesting things that are happening. They help you and your baby enjoy one another, and they help you guide your baby into feeling that the world is a safe place where he can learn and where life will not be overwhelming. So talk to your baby and give him time to talk back to you. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for all the effort and the energy and the love that you put into being a mom or a dad.